This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the heavy influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces are outgunned by the Russians in the battle for the eastern Donbas region, where the fighting is largely being carried out by way of artillery exchanges. While the Russians can keep up heavy continuous fire for hours at a time, the defenders cannot match the enemy in either weapons or ammunition and must use their ammo more judiciously. At the outposts in eastern Ukraine, dozens and dozens of mortar shells are stacked up, but the troops' commander, who goes by, lamented that his fighters were to come under an intense artillery barrage. Their cash would at best amount to only about 4 hours' worth of return fire. Recent attacks by jihadi rebels in central Mali have killed 132 civilians, according to the government on Monday. The killings happened when several villages in the Bankas area were attacked on Saturday and Sunday. The government said in a statement that the attacks were carried out by jihadi rebels of the Katiba group. The attacks had earlier been reported by the mayor of Bankas, the biggest town near the attacked villages. Those attacks showed the Islamic extremist violence is spreading from Mali's north to more central areas. For several weeks, extremist rebels in central Mali have been blocking the road between the northern city of Gao and Mopti in central Mali. France faced an ecstatic Marine Le Pen Monday after her party's far-right candidate sent shockwaves through the political establishment and helped deny President Emmanuel Macron centrist alliance, a majority in the parliament. A surprising breakthrough for the far right alongside a surge in support for hard left candidates undercuts Macron's leadership, threatens his plans to raise the country's retirement age, and cuts taxes and reshapes France's political landscape altogether. And there is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Multiple police officers stood in a hallway at Robb Elementary School armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield within 19 minutes of gunmen arriving at the campus, according to documents reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman. It's a devastating new revelation, deepening questions about why police did not act faster to stop the shooter who killed 19 children and two teachers last month. The series of revelations, which began that same week as the May 24th mass killing, has left the impression of a bumbling law enforcement response. The newspaper cited documents, including school surveillance and police body camera video, from unidentified investigators of the May 24th massacre. The information is to be presented to a public Texas Senate hearing in August, in Austin on Tuesday. Investigators said the latest information indicates officers had more than enough firepower and protection to take down the gunman long before they finally did. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he will decide by the end of the week whether he will support a federal gasoline tax holiday. It's possibly saving U.S. consumers as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The administration is increasingly looking for ways to spare the public from higher prices at the pump, which began to climb last year and surged after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Gas prices nationwide are averaging just under $5 a gallon, according to Auto Club AAA. Federal officials say that most of Yellowstone National Park should reopen within the next 2 weeks. Record floods pounded the region last week and knocked out power in major roads. Its superintendent said that the park will be able to accommodate fewer visitors for the time being, and it will take many months to reconnect the world-renowned park's roads with some southern Montana communities. Yellowstone will partially reopen 8 a.m. Wednesday. Only portions of the park that can be accessed along its southern loop of roads will be opened initially, and access to the park's scenic backcountry will be for day hikers only. The wealth-generating hot streak for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies turned brutally cold. As prices plunge, companies collapse, and skepticism soars. Fortunes and jobs are disappearing overnight. Investors' feverish speculation has been replaced by icy calculation, what industry leaders are referring to as a crypto winter. On Monday, the price of Bitcoin traded at $20,097. That's more than 70% below its November peak at around $69,000. Recapping our top story, despite the heavy influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces are still being outgunned by the Russians in the battle for eastern Donbas region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.